Blog Talk Radio.
The computer was boxed. Your man Beast Bum Gun live on the off-ramp June 22nd, 2023. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health, you're in good shape. I hope you got good vibes around you. If you're not, then I pray that all that comes to you soon. Welcome to the off-ramp, the show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. I see what's popping in these streets. Let you know what's going on in my streets. Let me know what's going on in yours, and we can discuss everything from politics to movies, music, comedy, life, kids, sports. Nothing is off limits here in the off-ramp circle of trust. I usually discuss my relationship with my wife, DJ C-Sign. She's not a huge fan of it, but I think she trusts me enough to know that I'm really in it for the laughs of being with one person for the rest of your life and living with someone longer than you do your own parents. Like, the fact that we randomly choose someone from the world to stay with longer than we stay with the people who gave birth to us is pretty asinine, but we do it. And the differences always come out, and I think it's pretty funny. I think the frustrations are a part of growth, but I enjoy them. And I discuss them here. You know, I do not advise most of y'all to discuss your relationships because some of y'all can't take it. Even my wife can't take it, to be honest. But she kind of has to deal with it because it kind of comes with territory. So if you want to discuss any of those good things, please feel free to call in 929-477-3975. We go by nicknames on the show. To protect the names of the innocent, and only by getting fired for their pay. I think that's about it. I don't think we really hide anything else. We allow people the space to voice their opinions, voice their frustrations. You can be your authentic self. You're safe. It's a safe place. Now, you act up, you might get that mute button. But, you know, for the most part, I try to let the people go. So, on that note, let's welcome in the good folks. What's that? I messed up your bowl? Your bowl messed up just too messy? DJ C-Siren was a big fan of Chipotle, and I don't think she likes Chipotle anymore. I think it's just too soupy for her. She'd be trying to get the salad. It'd be too much juices. I think we just get it at the end of the day, and it just... they just pour a bunch of juice in there. But she be getting all that creamy stuff, man. She get guac and sour cream. That shit's nasty. That's why your bowl ain't good.
No, have nothing to do with that.
DJ Z-Zyron, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, DJ Z-Zyron? You having a rough week?
Yeah.
It's been a rough month for the gunning household.
I don't know what's going on. Today was awful.
Jesse Sutton got attacked by some tarantulas last weekend, and she had bumps all on her face, and she was like, I don't feel good, and she wanted to give me a kiss, and I was like, don't give me your disease.
No, it's not a disease, it's a reaction.
So I let her sleep under all the covers, and I slept one up just in case if she had scabies, and they crawled out of her body and got me.
Ew. Gross. But yeah, I'm all right. I'm here. I made it. made it through. Today was awful.
You got a weekend off? Big plans for the weekend?
No, I can't make no plans for no weekend.
Because you're going to come.
Because I live with you.
DJ Seaside is going to go with me to Maryland to see some hoes. And hopefully we enjoy ourselves. So welcome, DJ Seaside. Glad to have you, as always. Got my man, my Ace Boone Coon. Is that racist? Can you call somebody an Ace Boone Coon? Dang, that's got to be racist.
Unless you say it in a racist way.
I mean, how can Ace Boone Coon not be racist?
It's just the same.
It's a racist thing, right? I mean,
black people came up with it.
I mean, black people also think the word nigger's cool. That's not cool.
No, they didn't come up with it.
Blur's in the building. Blur, welcome to the offer. How you doing, my brother?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I was trying to get this dang thing off of mute. Blessed and highly favored, as always, man. Another beautiful day out here in the Midwest. Enjoying and loving life, sitting in my beautiful office. Well, I can't call it beautiful. My nice office is completely surrounded by glass and sunlight. Well, sunset right now. So, yeah, man, feeling good.
I'm good. We're glad to have you as always. Thanks for joining us. I got my cousin in the building. Cousin, what's your nickname again? Ain't it like Rick? It's something real random that I can't ever put.
It's Jack.
Jack, yeah. So odd to me that you call yourself Jack. Jack, where the fuck have you been at? I've been texting for like the last month.
I know. Like every time I get off every other weekend. So I've been like, people have been coming in the town and just. Been a little busy. This is like the first weekend in like a minute I've had off.
Oh, okay. I'd be just texting you just to check in on you, make sure you're safe. But glad to have you on board as always. I guess let's get right into the show. I'll defer to the lady first. DJ C-Sign, is there anything in particular that you would like to discuss tonight? We always have an array of topics, array of things to discuss. Your son is extremely upset with me. We could talk about family stuff, or we could get into some shits and giggles. But what's on your mind?
I just wanted to discuss this for a few weeks, and I keep forgetting. I wanted to bring this up because... I want someone to agree with me. If you don't, it's okay. I'll get over it. But so basically, it is about the queen bee herself, Beyonce. And very quickly.
Whoa. The queen bee is Lil' Kim.
Okay,
right?
Sure. Yeah, I'll agree.
Did Beyonce take the, I guess she's the Beehive?
Yes, she's
the
Beehive.
Oh, I didn't realize they robbed Lil' Kim. They robbed Lil' Kim of that.
They did.
Oh, see? They should have robbed her of that.
Okay. But, and so I'm wondering if you guys have seen a lot of posting of the tour that has started, the Renaissance tour, and everyone is talking about good old Blue Ivy and her... being a part of the dancers and doing her little choreographed set. So, of course, everyone's been saying, I mean, that's the people that, you know, are going to love anything that family does. And I think it's cool that Blue Ivy's on tour. A lot of people have gotten slack because it came back saying that Blue Ivy was kind of stiff and scared and, you know, I mean, she's 11, and, you know, she's not going to be as fluid as the professionals that's out there. But, you know, so my take on it is it's fine, it's cool, but Blue Ivy looks stiff as hell. And I know it says an adult, we shouldn't talk bad about the kids. But I just want to ask y'all, what do you think about Blue Ivy's performance? And is it bad that adults are saying that the girl is a little questionable in the dancing? I think it's fine. I don't think it's great, but I think it's cute. I think it's cool her mom decided to put her in there. I think it's cool she's getting, you know, she's able to go and perform. That's always great. But it ain't no, the rating is not all fives, according to me. And that maybe it is bad that adults are out there talking bad about her. I'm not going on social media to say or to bash the poor little girl, but the little girl looks stiff. What do y'all think about Blue Ivy?
Now, I mean, I guess I'll go first because I know. I don't know if the other gentleman saw the video. You showed me the video. It's tough, right? Because there's going to be a lot of inherent jealousy with her because we all look at her like, yo, you're the – is she the oldest?
Mm-hmm.
You're the first daughter of – a billionaire hip-hop R&B company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to do this. But in the same breath, like, she grew up around it. Why wouldn't she want to do it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, kids have, I look at it like I look at my baby sister. I was raised by two alcoholics. My mom struggles with alcohol, and my dad, God rest his soul, happy Father's Day, everybody. He struggled with alcohol. I'm a drinker. I struggle with alcohol. But my sister doesn't like drinking at all. She doesn't really drink at all because she just, like, we've seen too much trauma in the house. So she went away from it. I ran to it. So in Blue Ivy's case, she's got the two situations. Is she going to run towards the music or she's going to run completely away from it and rebel against it because that's what her parents do. It seems like because she's the first child, she probably spent all the time running around with them when they were younger. I mean, they both old. Well, Jay-Z's old. So yeah, she's probably running towards the music, and she probably just really enjoys it because that's probably, like, she probably knows that more than anything. She probably, like, to be fucked up, and this is speaking completely ignorantly, she probably knows music closer than her parents. Because her parents are so busy, they're so famous, they're running around the world doing all these things, and she's probably just always just been around music in the industry, and this is just a part of it. Like, and then the other thing is, like, you're comparing against probably professional dancers. Like, if you're dancing for Beyonce, I mean, I don't know. They had the Grambling Band up there with Beyonce, and they're not professional dancers, but I would say they're probably as close to being professional as you can be the way y'all black schools do your bands. They're probably trained like professionals. Even those dancers that are in black bands, the amount of training and hard work that they put in, like if little Beyonce danced as good as those people, like then I would say that those dancers are overpaid. And I don't even know how much they get paid. Like a little girl who's not training in dancing shouldn't look as good next to people who are trained dancers, is all I'm saying.
What?
So I expect her to be a little stiff. She's not a trained dancer. I don't expect her to look like Tierra Marie.
Tierra Marie?
Who's Marie? Who's Tierra Marie, my girl? What's her name? I don't know these people's real names. Who's my girl with the ugly face but great body? Tiana Marie.
No.
Tina Marie.
No.
Blur, you know who I'm talking about? She was on Kanye's left.
Oh. You talking about?
Tina Marie.
No.
Blur, you might be on mute. Jack, you know who I'm talking about? You might be too young.
Just because you.
Wait,
either way, I suppose. Who's the girl?
Stop.
I can't stop. We're on a radio show. We have to talk.
I know, but don't describe it that way.
She was on, she's Amari Stoudemire.
Are you talking about Tiana Taylor?
There you go, Tiana Taylor.
Tierra Marie.
Tierra Marie? Who's that?
No, that's what
I might be too young for that. I might be too young.
You're talking about Tiana Taylor, but are you calling her ugly?
Wait.
Yeah, I don't think.
Wait, I need to look it up.
Go ahead, Jack. What'd you say? I'm going to get to you, Blair. Yeah, I think she's ugly.
I gotta look it up.
Look up Tiana Taylor. Now, look, Tiana Taylor, please don't kill me because it looks like you got a bad temper, and I don't have no problems. I'm just, look, you're probably beautiful on the inside. You're just not.
Okay, let's get back.
Look, I just don't want her to think I'm saying that as a disrespectful.
So, hold on. She bad. She bad for real. She got that mature, like I don't know. She bad to me, low key. Yeah, I know. Now I know who you're talking about. She's been in a couple movies.
She has a beautiful body. Absolutely stunning body.
That's a valid take. That's a valid take.
She's like Rihanna to me. I don't think Rihanna's a beautiful woman. Now, again, this is just my taste. This has nothing to do with the personality because Rihanna could probably be a beautiful person on the inside. And look, she may think I'm terrible looking, and I'm okay with that. Believe me, I'm not trying to disrespect these black women on black. This isn't Black History Month. This is what?
Black
Music Month. I love Teyana Taylor's music. DJ T. Siren can vouch for it as my wife. I love Teyana Taylor's music. Don't really listen to much of Rihanna, but I understand her greatness too. But if we're just being superficial, 100% superficial. Blur, back to your statement. No, I don't think she's attractive. I feel like I need to put a bag of ice to get the swell out.
That's two different things, though. And maybe it's split in hairs, but that sounds like it's two different things. Because I think you said she was ugly with a – maybe I misheard you. I thought you said she was ugly face with a nice body. I'm not calling her ugly. That's the only thing. I'm not calling her ugly. Now, is she winning any beauty pageants? Absolutely not. I just don't think she's ugly.
Deep breath you took. That's because we like her as a person, which I'm sure many women have said about me. I want to put this back on me because I don't want them to hear this and think we're trying to shade them. Great artists. But if you're asking me personally, I don't think that this doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Both beautiful women. That's on the end of the side. But
Blue Ivy.
I don't expect her to perform as good as Teyana Taylor. Because Teyana Taylor is a professional. She's great at what she does. What do y'all think about Blue Ivy? I'll go to you first, Blair.
You know what? I mean, I don't think she's nervous or scared. I mean, we've seen her before this most recent time dancing. I think she's used to being in front of the crowd. I think it's probably just a little bit different when you're just freestyling doing your own thing. And we actually have to memorize choreography. So I think that might be the, and I say big thing in quotations, because it's not a big thing. I mean, I think if you're as a celebrity, when you put your family or children in the public eye, you have to take the criticism that comes with it. Now, in the internet world, people are going to be nasty and people are going to be mean. I don't think everybody should have access to the internet to just spew whatever they want. But that said, I mean, you got to take the good with the bad. And, yeah, people are going to say some nasty things and some mean things to a child or not a child. But I think as far as her dancing and everything, yeah, because we've seen her, like, dance and move with rhythm before, when that's just when she's chilling. And so once she learns some choreography, get the little first-time jitters out, the bugs out the way, I'm pretty sure she'll be fine. And Beyonce and Jay, I'm pretty sure, they've been talking about this girl since she was born, since her very first picture came out there. And when Beyonce wasn't, like, pressing her hair or whatever like that, like, hey, she's going to go her whole life being talked about on the internet. I don't think it's going to bother her, and I don't think it's going to bother, well, I mean, everybody's going to be bothered in some little bit, but I don't think it's going to really bother her. I don't think it's going to bother her parents at all. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to have, I guess, in the bell curve, you're going to have some people don't care. Most people are not going to care. Some people are just going to be nasty just to get clicks. And I think in the most part, in the middle, I mean, it's going to be people who just, you know, see it for whatever it is. A little girl having fun with her mom.
So, Blur, Blue Ivy danced just as hell, right?
She what?
She danced just as hell, right?
I mean, look, I can't say that it's still, because I've seen her dancing, like, when she was dancing, like, months ago, however long ago, when Beyonce was like, no, chill, and stopped her. She wasn't dancing stiff right then. That's why I'm like, okay, this might have just been some jitters because she was doing the choreography as opposed to when she was just doing her own thing.
I mean, Blue Ivy's the same age as our son, right? She's about 10 years old.
A year older.
She's about 11. I'm glad she doesn't know how to use her. Oh, yeah. That lets me know she's got a good parent.
I'm sorry. Some people's DNA is just straight from Africa. Some people just feel music. Has nothing to do with how fat someone is or what they can do sexually. No.
Them Africans be mating. Jack, what you got?
You listen to too many British TV shows.
I feel
Jack,
like,
you care about
I don't know, I just feel like they're grooming her just a little bit. And having all that pressure and you seeing what Kanye West kids are doing, dancing like Ice and stuff, like I don't think I would raise my kid with like everybody looking at them. They gotta, I don't know. I wouldn't personally do that. Have her on stage and nah. Just me personally.
That's funny you say that because I have no idea for Kanye's kids. I forgot Kanye had kids. I feel bad for them. Ed Mesher, welcome to the offering, my brother. You got daughters. Did they dance stiff when they were younger?
I mean, I think it takes, takes some time for people just to know how to dance or just catch rhythm. So I don't know. I don't really think or judge them on that way. So I can't really speak on whether they're stiff when they're young and if they're stiff now or they're not stiff now. I mean, they're just kids at this point, you know what I mean? Like 10 years old, like who the fuck cares about how they dance? You know what I mean? Unless they're a child star or a singer that needs to know how to do that. I mean, but just a regular kid, I don't give a shit how they dance. So I don't really look at it like that. My two
yeah,
kids,
I think...
I mean, I don't...
Oh, I'm sorry. You started fading.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying. I was just saying that's my 2 cents. Like, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, I think it's dope that she's in a position where... Like if they, I'm sure they did. They're way financially smarter than me with the people surrounding them. But if you're telling me my 10-year-old has her own business being paid as a dancer on my concert, like what if she's making like $40,000, like just being a dancer on tour at 10 years old? And it's not like she needs the money, but if you could just put that money. Like, just in a Roth IRA, like you can't do it at 10. Well, maybe you can because she has an actual job.
It should be
like she's going to make a couple million off that easy just by sitting there. And you get to write it off as a business expense as just employment. It's just so great to be able to have your kids. And that's something I try to teach my kid about, you know, being able to have your own business and do things of that nature and get an LLC and all that stuff and find out for yourself because there's so many advantages, especially if you start early. If you understand money early, you'll have just a great advantage of what goes on in life. So shout out to Beyonce, Jay-Z, and their stiff daughter. I'm glad she's stiff. She's only 11. She'll need to be fluid until she's about 19. And I'm hoping that she can mate with our kid so that I can retire. Because I'm definitely telling my kid not to use a condom if he runs into Blue Ivy. You want our kid to use a condom with Blue Ivy?
I don't even want to talk about my son.
You said at 19. You run into Blue Ivy, you need to talk to your kid about. Look, this is a business decision.
You know what? I don't feel comfortable having this conversation.
I said at 19, this is when they'll be.
I still don't feel comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So good topic. Good topic. We got my man Weezy on the line. LD, Weezy in the building. Weezy, you got anything on Blue Ivy? Your kids can dance. Did you see Blue Ivy dance?
Nope.
are way better than them.
Thanks for having me, Beach Bum Gun. I feel like I dialed in right when you were switching topics, so I'm going to go with that momentum and let you keep going. I don't even know who Blue Ivy or what Blue Ivy is. Is it a new strain of weed or something?
That's what it probably is at this point. I want to know that I'm blue. It's green. But, all right, back up to Blur. This is the week show that I ask y'all about topics. I have a bunch of topics I want to discuss, but I'd like to give you good brothers and sisters the opportunity to discuss something you want. Blur, you got anything you want to discuss tonight?
Just because I'm watching it live, man, the NBA draft, I guess we'll probably talk about it more next week when it's all over, said, and done. But, man, we talked about it, I guess, a year or 2 years ago about the options for high schoolers outside of going to college. I think it was, the first four or five picks weren't from the NCAA? I mean, didn't play college ball, if I'm not mistaken. I have my eye on the Thompson twins because I've been following Overtime Elite, the thing we talked about on here. It's like the little pro league for high schoolers. They take you out of high school, I think, it like sophomores through your freshman year in college, and you're getting paid $100,000 to play, but you give up your college eligibility. They just had two players go. I think they were third and fourth or fourth and fifth. Amon and Amir Thompson, they're twins. Like, they've been talking about them since they first joined Overtime Elite. And, yeah, man, it's looking real rough for college basketball.
Oh, my heart, stay with me. Sorry, it's Thompson Twins. I'm sorry. I just had to go there. I'm sorry. No one understands.
No.
But that is the Thompson Twins. Go ahead. Nah,
I get it.
Thanks.
Blur old, too. But, yeah, it's amazing that the business of basketball has become get to your second contract as soon as you can. I mean, that's really just the business of sports. These kids used to come in rookies and, you know, you make a lot of money. Is that her phone number? And get, you get the money that you get as a rookie contract, you perform, and if you do well, you get paid for it. Now it's find out what her nickname is. Now it's get into the league as fast as you can, develop in the league, and get to your second contract because that's when the big bucks come in. So it's really amazing how the analytics of how drafts work, because we're starting to really understand that drafts are – they're inefficient and they're basically unfair, you know, if you really think about it. Like, you've worked hard all your life to get to the best position to be drafted, and you're just drafted by a random team that you have no control over, and you're walking into an organization that might help develop you or make you work. In the topic of basketball, we knew college basketball, and then when all the big coaches left, like all the big coaches basically looked around and said, this shit's going to fail. The only good thing is there's still nothing better than the NCAA tournament. And because a lot of us have gone to college, these colleges are basically nothing but second high school institutions. You're still going to have a lot of pageantry. There's still nothing more passionate than college sports. And, you know, you're still going to have it, but you're still going to have a good product. But, yeah, I don't think you're going to have the stars in college that we once had. Jack, what you think about Blair's opinion that college basketball is dying? We'll go Jack, M Extra, New York, Weezy, Rev, and back to DJ C Santa. I'm going to get a drink while y'all talk about it, so keep talking.
I think that you're right about it. A lot of people are choosing different ways because they can make money now. And even going to, like, what the G League, like, you're getting way more, I don't know, what's the word for it? But you're playing against players that have been playing for years. You got some players that have been playing for 20 years, and they're still in the G League. They got more knowledge. You go to college, Max is like, what, 26? I think 26 or 25. Like, they've been playing, but I don't know, they don't got that NBA mentality, I feel like.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I feel like all the people got the NBA mentality. I feel like that's all people, like, from AAU at, like, eighth grade. I was just talking to someone about they rank in seventh and eighth graders. Like, that just seems crazy to me. And it's all about getting to the league.
They get ranked, and you see, like, that a lot. Like, they'll be a hit, and they'll be ranked, like, three in, like, middle school. And by the time they get to high school, they stay the same height, and they're screwed. So I'm not saying that people don't have that mentality to get there. I'm saying they don't have that mentality to, like, stay or want to do more. Because if you're number one, what? Sometimes what? You don't got to practice. You don't got that hunger in you. If you're number one, I'm already there. I'm going to be the number one draft pick, and I'm not going to try. I feel like that's happened to a couple people.
I mean, I think my opinion is I think that's why the NBA is going to reset. I feel like it's going to reset in the next 5 or 10 years, where they're going to come back and put a little bit more restrictions on college ball because it's going to water down the NBA, right? I feel like these kids are too young to take on the roles and the mantles. And I think we're seeing it with the Ja Morant, right? We're going to see a whole lot of that. Kids making childish decisions that's going to affect millionaires and billionaires. And when you start hitting my bottom line in such a way, the NBA is now going to then say, listen, I don't want these young people, right? Because it's too much, right? It's too much headache, too much managing. They ain't grown-ups yet. And I feel like they're going to level set with the NCAA and be like, yo, y'all need to do something, because they're coming to us so unpolished that now I'm ramping up my HR, my public, my PR teams to try to cover their fucking dumbass mistakes, because they're just a bunch of 18-year-olds with a bunch of fucking money. I think that when you talk about ranking people so early as eighth grade and all this other kind of shit, and whether they mentality ready for the NBA, and even what Beach Von Gum said, talking about their growing up in the NBA, that leads to wasted-ass draft picks, which, again, wasted money. And then, because you never know, right? See, if you had those 2 years in college, you could see if somebody was really real or if they can, if they're going to water down by the time that second year go around, and then you can really get a true evaluation, right, of them and their skill set. Why would I want to pay you $50 million or whatever, $20 million a year or whatever, right, to figure out something, right? Like, why would I want to do that? After that failed experiment a couple motherfucking times, and now I can't even get rid of your contract because the NBA's contract differently, structured differently than the NFL, like, that's dead money to me. Right. And at some point it's going to reset, because the owners aren't going to want to keep on spending millions of dollars off a failed experiment. Right. And so I think that we're going to see a wave of this shit happening, and then it's going to reset when money, PR, bad press and all that shit hits those owners' pockets enough where they're going to be like, yo, we got to do something about this shit. We got to keep them back at their fucking colleges, and then so we can minimize our risk up here and let them make all them dumbass mistakes down there, because it ain't going to cost me a damn thing.
Well, I'm actually, this is what I want to ask you a question, but let me phrase it this way. What do you think it would take for that to happen? Because I don't think it can reset, or I don't I don't know if we can head toward the reset with the way things are with all the leagues underneath the NBA. Because, yeah, we got the G League. Now, that might be an option. They force people to go into the G League and stay there, which is, I don't think that's really feasible. Because if they don't, like right now it's one and done. You mentioned 2 years. I don't think that's ever going to fly. I don't think there's no way they get that approved.
Yeah.
Were they going to force adults? Because, I mean, well, I guess they got it in the NFL, but force adults to say, hey, you can't make a living. Like, that's how they wind up going into the, hey, you have to, that's how they wound up having, like, hey, draft come straight out of high school. I mean, with all the other options, when you could go overseas and make money, hey, I don't know if you're going to ever make NBA money outside of the NBA playing basketball. But if they do
but you just answered your question, right? Because, like, the thing about it is that the NBA has to reach that kind of negotiation with the NCAA, right, on that, whether it's 1 year, 2 year, whether you can come in, come out, whether you can, you know what I mean, does that, like, I'm saying that there's backroom deals that happen all the time with, to me, where the NCAA, whatever the college ranking is and the professional ranking is, to figure out where that medium is. And I think the reason why it's already put in position is because of the NIL deal, right? So now you can literally stay in college, right, and still make a little bit of money based off your likeness, and then you still ain't feeling like you got to jump up there. And the only reason why, if you're rated like top of your class, that's why you would go to NBA is for that quick money. But it also means that you got to have a market for you. Right, and if the NBA, just like the NFL shut out Colin Kaepernick, what makes you think that the NBA owners won't be like, look, bro, like we taking minimal risk here. Like we can't sit up here and keep on taking a bunch. Just imagine, I don't even know, but I'd be interested in seeing what the average mean of age of the NBA over the years now. Because I think now it's younger and younger and younger, and I think that's where the reset's going to be. Because it's younger and younger and younger. Now you got all these money being spent on 18, 19-year-olds, right? 19, people not even legally able to drink, right? Just think about that. You got a league full of people who can't even go to a bar and get a drink, right? And yet they're running around on these expensive-ass cars with all this money in their pocket. They can't even go to a bar and get a drink. Like, at some point, your liability and that risk is going to outweigh how much you're going to win, right? And I think that's where that level set's going to be, where they're going to try to balance that shit out, where I'm not saying it's going to go completely away, where they're not going to have the outliers, right? Because back in the day, we always had the outliers, right? We had the LeBrons. We had the Sean Kemps. We had the – I forgot who else fucking came out of the straight
Kevin
out,
Garnett.
The Kobe's, right? Kevin Garnett. We had those outliers, but they were few far in between, right? Now it's like, shit, man. Everybody want to be like Kobe. Everybody want to be that top-tier Kevin Garnett and that, you know, only LeBron James. And when they're not even nowhere near that, and we see that, right? We see how many people that came out last year and we don't even know about them this year. They ain't in no playoffs. They ain't winning no ships. They just on teams spending money, right? And so I'm just saying from an ownership perspective, it's going to come from a top-down thing. That's what I'm saying. They're going to be like, look, man, like we got these youngins over here. We can't even go get a drink with. They out here spending all my PR capital. I'm out here managing like I'm their damn parent. You got coaches out here that's gonna get tired because they feel like they're in college now, right? They literally gonna have college rosters. Like what NBA coach? People go to the NBA because they don't want to be in college, right? They think they send to the NBA to do something, but now you gonna put me in an NBA team with a college roster, because my fucking all five of my team are going to be under 24. That's a college fucking roster. They ain't an NBA roster. You know what I'm saying? So I think the coaches with the GMs, with the owners, I think they're going to come in and they're going to put pressure on the NBA, on the NCAA to make some kind of rule that's going to reset all this shit. And even those D leagues that you were talking about, I think they still list. I don't think they go away because you got to do something with all the people that's eligible, people that still working, but they own all that, right? So that's just like baseball with the double A, triple A, single A. Like they own all that, right? So they can keep you there as long as you want, right? Because they own that, and they can still pay you some. And you're not getting rid of the overseas league, right? So you can still do that. So there's still paths But I'm just saying from an NBA standpoint, I'll let you flourish in those leagues and then call your ass up and say, all right, now I see where you're at now. Now you can come. I'll pay you some money to come over to my team. I'll take that risk. But I'm damn sure I ain't going to take no risk over an 18-year-old straight out of high school who I don't know about over somebody that got proven talent that went over in the G League or overseas in balling. Like, I'm just saying, like, you got to manage risk. That's what I'm thinking of how it's going to reset.
Okay. It's good having you back, Action. Good having you back. New York, what you got? New York, he might be tapped out. Weezy, what you got?
I feel a lot of different ways about it, but I think what trumps everything is just, you know, ball don't lie. Like, these kids can hoop against, you know, NBA players, then why not? I don't think there has to be a reset if there's no dip in talent. But at the same time, I don't see how you can not, like, people are shitting on the college athletic experience. Like, you know how much you learn in college and how different the speed of play is from high school to college? Imagine just going from, you know, those lower leagues to the NBA. It's like, I just don't see that happening a lot. But like you said, you know, you got, you know, Kobe, LeBron, KD, or Kevin Garnett. But yeah, I mean, I don't see too many LeBrons in high school coming straight into the NBA anymore, and I don't see any people who are close enough to LeBron to make the decision that they're gonna forego college and play for this random league for 1 year and then go to the NBA. Like, I just don't see that as a pass to the NBA. But you know, it's like watching that what was that Adam Sandler movie about basketball. It's just like he was just on a pickup court, saw this dude, you know, jamming, and, you know, took him through the process. Like, ball don't lie. If you can make it, who cares where you came from? But at the same time, I don't see that as a, you know, as too much of a feasible path to the NBA, you know?
I mean, they're making it to the NBA.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
how many
of
them? How many?
A lot.
Three?
All of them.
Yeah, I think
a
lot.
I mean,
that's my point.
So what league is this then? How are they affording how can they afford to pay these players and nobody's heard of this league? Like, they're not televised or anything, but they can afford to pay people like that? Even the WNBA is on TV and can't pay people.
No. Okay, so first of all, let's be honest. College has been paying these players for a long time. But what they're basically in is, think about the minor league system in Major League Baseball. Like, the kids who play baseball, they don't go to college and get this college experience. No, they go play in a small town in Norfolk, Virginia, get paid $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, learn how to become a professional, and then they go to the major leagues if they're called up. It's the same thing a lot of these kids are doing now. Like, going through college is great, but if your goal is to play basketball and get paid for playing it, there are plenty of leagues overseas. Like, the MLB isn't the NBA. Like, there are leagues overseas, there are leagues in America, there's a G League that's going to pay you an income that you can live off of and help you get better. You don't have to worry about passing Chem 101. But
what do you think about the liability factor?
Hey, hold on, Rev. Should I get back with you? I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance to talk on it. Rev, what you got?
No, I was asking you a question.
Do you care at all? The lawyer, Rev. Where
are you talking to me? I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm
what
here.
Up? What up, sis?
But I'm just going to recuse myself from this conversation because you know I don't sports. That's not my thing. So,
you know,
so y'all carry on.
All right, we'll get. Don't worry, we're going to talk about the submarine that imploded in the Atlantic Ocean soon. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. So we'll get back to you. Yeah, they found in the breed. That joint crushed itself. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. Ho, you in the building. Ho, what you think, man? I know you're big on sports. What you think about
the question,
Blur?
I was trying to catch what you asked.
It's really about the NBA draft and these kids going to G League overseas versus going to college. And is it the death of college basketball since they have these other options? What do you think? Do you think college basketball is dying because so many kids aren't going to college anymore?
Not at all. Not at all. Like, I mean, if you look at the draft, you still have the majority of the best players in the draft are coming from college basketball. Like, you can't, like, there are kids that can go to school for 1 year and compete in the NBA, and then there are dudes that take 4 years, 5 years, right? And sometimes they're some of the better players that get drafted because they make an immediate impact. But the college game isn't going anywhere. Like, there's too many players. Right, there's too many kids in AAU and all these different leagues to think that college basketball would ever go anywhere. Like, there's too many basketball players for college basketball to die. It just wouldn't happen.
Hey, hold. I don't mean to cut you off, but who's watching ESPN? Is this kid rubbing his mama leg? Just. Whoever's watching ESPN, just turn to it and just see if that kid was rubbing his mama leg. I didn't mean to knock you off hold, but that looked a little weird. That was odd. Go ahead, Ho. Finish your thought. My apologies.
Nah, you good. I was just saying, like, there's too many basketball players for college basketball to die. Like, because college basketball is still about coaching. Like, you can have, you know, you can have the best five basketball players on a court, and they don't win. They don't win the national championship a lot of the time. Sometimes they do, but a lot of times they don't. It's because there's still a lot of development happening at the college level, and people are still going to pay to watch the college basketball game. So I don't think it's going anywhere.
Okay. So I guess to wrap this up.
Hold up, Gunn. I wanted to ask Hove a question. Because you mentioned, like, there's always going to be college basketball players. And I'm actually, I was thinking about this too as well. Because you mentioned NIL. I was listening to an interview with a basketball reporter. He said how freshmen, once they see, like, they're going to be on the back end of the first draft or not even in the first round or in the second round, they'll pull their name or they won't declare for the draft because they'll get NIL money, so they'll stay an extra year. But he was also talking about how if you don't come out after your freshman year, you're looked at as, like, you're just not good enough. So it's like a diminishing return the longer you stay in college. But all I wanted to ask, because it's looking like, so one out of the first top five players, so one of the first five went to college. You had two people who went to OTE, one from overseas and one from the G League. Now, overall, it's five out of the top 10, but out of the top five, you only have one college athlete. Like, that can't look good. Like, I mean, the rest of it looks like they're there,
but who cares about the top five? Like, you're talking about generating money, right? Like, fine, one of the top five, but when we get to 32 or however many teams is in the league, like, then tell me the number. And then you'll see that the majority of basketball players that get drafted come from college. They might not all go in the top five, but if, let's say, there's 90 kids that get picked and 60 went to college, like, that's the majority of the draft. Like, that's why college basketball is popular, because they're not all the greatest players. You know what I mean? Like, that's why people love the parody of college sports. because they're not all the greatest players on the field.
Max, jump in.
No, I mean, I agree with that statement that Ho just made. I will say that, you know, when I was kind of coming at from a liability, so I wanted to kind of think, get y'all take on the liability standpoint about it resetting, where you have this trend of a lot of people thinking that they can go right to the NBA as opposed to the owners resetting that shit, kind of colluding to get, you know, if the trend that we're seeing with these younger players making dumber moves, costing PR dollars, excuse me, and all that kind of stuff, do y'all think that that will reset? Because that's what we were talking about when you stepped away. And I don't know, Ho, if you caught into that. But we were talking about basically what my point was, is that just taking situations like the Ja Morant, where now, you know what I mean, he's getting suspended 30-some games. I got my vested, no matter what you think about whether he should or not. But the fact is that these kids are making moves. You just saw another young player because of the anxiety and shit. He just retired early. So you're seeing all these younger kids that's having these issues, right? Even, you know what I mean, issues in the NBA who have come out of college early. And so my point is that as an owner, do y'all think, as an owner, do you look at your risk and say, listen, man, I'm spending a whole lot of PR dollars, I'm doing all this kind of shit, drafting these younger players, where they are now decide to work with the NCAA to figure out how the hell they can keep them into some kind of development program or back in college longer, so therefore, because they're putting dead money out here, right? You know what I'm saying? So I want to get y'all take to figure out if y'all think there's going to be some kind of reset. Because the trend, the median hasn't gone down. I just did the research, whatever, from 1952. It went down just a little bit, right, from the median age, right? I thought it was lower, but it's not, right? It's still around that 26. But when you look at the teams this year, where you see the Thunder at 23, this is the average players, 23 years old. Like the top 10 are all under 25. It's the average age on those rosters. And only the Timberwolves and the Knicks were playoff contenders, right? Well, I guess the Grizzlies, I think, were at 24, right? So I guess what I'm asking y'all is that, so you see the all these younger teams, right? The oldest team is 27 or 29, which is the Bucks, right? So do y'all think that the owners at some point will be like, listen, man, we spend a whole lot of motherfucking money on these younger kids. We're talking about development. At what point do they decide to be like, listen, how long are we going to pay money to have or watch kids develop, as opposed to colluding with the NCAA to be like, or the G Leagues or whatever league, European leagues, and say, listen, these kids need to go over there because I don't want to spend my money watching them develop on my roster, and then I got to pay all these PR funds because we see a trend and they're making dumbass moves, and I got to suspend them and do all this other bullshit. That's my question. Long-ass question, but that's my question.
Y'all. I don't think it's going to regress. I think they'll just put more money into, because they're making the money. That's the thing. They're making the money. So if I got to draft a Zion or a Ja, and I'm hearing things about Slim Vic as well, Victor Wembanyama. They're talking about, yo, he going to run Greg Popovich right up out of San Antonio. Like, he ain't Tim Duncan. He ain't David Robinson. He ain't that type of player, so, or that type of person. But the money that I'm going to make off of having him on my team is worth the extra amount of money I have to put into private investigators, or what they're saying they're going to do in San Antonio is hire Tony Parker to, you know, to have somebody there to bring in some veteran leadership to try to help keep these people in line. Like, I know it's a basketball move in Memphis that they brought in a dude from Boston. I can't think of his name right now. They brought in a dude from Boston, but that's veteran leadership, someone who's going to try to take control of the locker room. So I feel like they're just going to keep getting the young players, but just take more of an effort to keep them in line and to keep them out of trouble to protect their investment.
Yeah.
What you got, Hover or Beach Bump?
We ain't got to go. We ain't on this all night. I just think...
No, I just want your take.
When it comes to franchises, when it comes to drafting people, you're always trying to basically buy a stock low and hit high because of the way the players union has set up the contracts for you to leave a team, hence the Damian Lillard. It costs you so much money to leave a team. They're trying to make it really hard for you to leave a team. So it encourages these owners to draft these younger kids basically on potential. And if you don't work out, you'll just be an expiring contract, which can be used as an asset and a movable piece. But if you live up to your potential and you're a place like Portland or you're a place like Oklahoma City or you're a place like the Utah Jazz, Sacramento, and you draft one of these young kids and after 3 years they develop into a star, then you're the team that can offer him the money that's hard for him to walk away. So in a salary cap league, you have to spend the money anyway. Would you rather spend it on potential or would you rather spend it on Draymond Green? You know what I mean? It's one of those things. So I don't think it's going anywhere. I don't think college basketball is dying either. Yeah, I don't think it's one or the other. I think college basketball is still going to be popular. The NCAA tournament is the greatest sporting event in America. I just don't think you may not have the stars that we used to have, but LeBron didn't go to college, Kobe didn't go to college, and college basketball was just fine. Kyrie played 7 games in college. Duke was just fine when Zion Williamson showed up. But you're going to have your outliers. Victor Wembanyama went number one. He didn't play a lick in college basketball. Hey, the college basketball tournament was still kind of fun this year. So I don't think it's a death, but I don't think drafting young potential players is going anywhere either just because you're trying to buy a stock low. The cheapest you're going to get these kids is when they come out of G League or college. You're buying a stock low and hoping that you find a Damian Lillard in the group. Anybody got anything else? And Max, do you want to respond to my last question there, to give your last thoughts before we move on?
No, we good. I wanted your opinion, that's all.
Okay. Weezy, did you want to say anything?
Nope, good to go, sir.
All right. So, Blur, that was your topic. Let's go, Rev. Rev, it's good having you back. Anything specific you want to talk about tonight?
I think y'all already have my topic on the list. That damn sub.
What's that? The submarine.
The
right,
Titan.
Let's get into it. So the submarine that changed the world, like, I guess my whole problem with this, and just to give a quick background, if y'all don't know, a billionaire got on a submarine with a bunch of other people, well, probably about five other people. I think four other people.
It was five total.
And they paid $250,000 per person to go to the depths of Newfoundland in the Atlantic Ocean to view the wreckage of the Titanic. There was a communication boat on top. This submersible went down deep, balls. It ain't never come up. We're not 100% sure what happened unless somebody's seen some reports in the last couple hours. It's been all over the internet. People are making fun of these people, which I think is crazy. Like y'all some cruel motherfuckers, boy. But there's a lot of opinions both ways. Just to give you my quick opinion, that's a terrible way to die. Like, okay, it's two different ways that they could have died. The pressure, and I think they found articles of the submarines that are saying that they lost pressure and it basically crushed them to death. That sucks. Hopefully the air would have had them passed out before they got crushed to death. That's just what you're hoping. And they didn't, you know, their brain didn't cave in on them while they were there. Or the oxygen ran out and they're sitting there taking their very last breath, basically suffocating. Either way, it's hard, right? But I don't understand why people are so surprised. Elon Musk is running rockets to Mars for people. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. This is what rich white folks do. This is how they discovered America. They were on a boat, but that wasn't safe then. You know how much treasure's lost in the Atlantic Ocean because of white people wanting to find new land? And travelers is part of being a traveler. DJ Cesar, what's your opinion on the Titan and we're going to rest?
Just real quick, I want to say, like, I guess I'm very, I am surprised that people, like, surprised that things like this happen. I mean, how much do you think it costs to, like, go up Mount Everest? And 17 people have already died this year trying to do it. Like, that's not safe. And that's expensive.
Is it expensive to walk up a mountain?
You know, so I'm like, this type of entertainment travel, adventure travel is not new. It being expensive, I mean, take your most expensive or what you think of a luxury trip. You know, like, don't you think if you had money that you would want to do something that's even more, like, expensive than that? Like, no, I don't,
I just want to go to the Galapagos.
You know, okay, $5,000 for something real nice? No, I mean, shoot, my little trip I want to take is $12,000, and that's the joint they just advertised on Jeopardy. So, I mean, yeah, it is sad, and it is horrible. I mean, but it's a risk, and I think people have these type of trips, not even maybe a $250,000 extreme. But like you were saying, people for fun is just trying to get on rocket ships and land fast and go to the dead cold moon. What are you talking about, y'all? Like, this isn't...
This is par for the course when you're rich.
Right. Like,
he was... Hoes jumped out of a plane. That was stupid. And I love him.
There's risk to that.
It was stupid.
So,
I'll let hope respond.
But, you know, it's sad. It's scary. I mean, you know, but...
But those are the
risks. But those are the risks, and I'm not saying that, I mean... And, I mean, I understand it.
God bless that family, unless they were racist.
It is a shame that, you know, taxpayers do have to pay for the rescue.
No, they would pay for him anyway. He wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Coast Guard don't do nothing.
Yeah.
Rev, what you got?
I mean, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, right? I mean, an expensive stupid prize, but like Steve was saying, it's really no different from flying up into space for, like, what is it, 30 seconds that they get to do if they fly on SpaceX, like if you go up doing space tourism. And I'm just like, okay, so this is what we're going to do, pay $250,000. To go look at a rusted out, fallen apart ship 2.5 miles under the earth. But I did see that they said they're pretty sure it was a catastrophic implosion. And what that means is that the submarine hull will collapse. And when it collapses, it moves inward at about 1,500 miles per hour. And the time required for complete collapse is about 1 millisecond. So apparently they wouldn't have really felt anything at all. It's just like this immediate just shutdown. So, but I mean, y'all paid to do this. This was something you signed papers that said you might die. Like, I forget, one guy said he went down in the sub and, like, on the first page it says death like 3 times. So I'm just like, what were you expecting other than possible death?
But, Rev, the only pushback I'll give you is we voluntarily pop in a metal penis strapped with rocket fuel and fly all across the country all the time. Like, what's the difference?
Accurate.
Now, regulations and all that good stuff, but when the Wright brothers went up, there wasn't no regulations. Like, you got to start somewhere, right?
I mean, you do, but do you need to start with a sub that's being controlled by, like, a Logitech $30 controller? Like, really? You're going, you know, however many pounds of pressure beneath the ocean, and there's one button inside the whole craft, and you move it around with a joystick? Like, I feel like for the amount they're charging, they could have done better. They've done better.
All right. I got you. Hope, what you got?
I mean, people like to be the first to do stuff, right? So they'll pay whatever it takes to be the first, like you said. Like, everything started somewhere, and a lot of stuff is dangerous. And people are paying to be the first, and, I mean, I'm sure they didn't believe they would die, right? Like, there's a chance you could die, but that doesn't mean you believe you're going to die. And I would assume that you don't pay $250,000 and go, all right, well, this is 50-50. Like, they probably believed it, and they were probably told and given stats or whatever, you know. Like, you said, if you're spending $250,000, it's not just a credit card transaction. Like, they probably got a bunch of stats that they felt good about, and they were wrong. Took that gamble, took that risk, but, I mean, I'm assuming they didn't get into that little shuttle and or submarine and assume that it was 50-50 up there. I'm sure they thought they were coming home whenever it was supposed to come back, but it didn't. And that's the price you pay for trying to be first at things that aren't completely ready to be out in the marketplace.
Yeah, it's crazy because you gain a lot of information from tragic events. That's what I learned from working for like a quasi-military corporation. Like, anytime there was an accident, you gained so much data to try and fix it the next time. So, you know, when they recover this thing, if they ever do, you know, whoever gets that data will probably have a safer submarine next time. New York, what you got? You getting on a sub? The only sub y'all recognize is Subway.
Never would I get on that. I figured that when I found out that it was being controlled by that little Logitech controller, that cheap controller. Nah, that's crazy. And then not only that, the design of it. Why don't it got no windows? Why is it so small? And then to be on there with five other people? No, I would never do that a day in my life. And then hold up, why is it so hard to find it or locate it? It don't have a GPS on it.
All right, so this is what a lot, and the only reason why I watch Shark Week, there is GPS, there is sonar on these things. It's similar to what they put in sharks, but once you get to, like, all that stuff works with satellites, stuff we put in space. Once you get so far below the surface, like, none of that's going to work. It's the same reason why, you know, you go so far deep in the ocean, there's no sunlight. Like, sunlight doesn't penetrate the ocean at a certain point, and it's complete darkness. And it could be, you know, noon outside. You know what I mean? So, yeah, there's GPS, yeah, there's sonar, but GPS stands for what? Global positioning satellite. Satellite can't get underneath it. Sonar is really about bouncing back and forth. Ain't shit down there. And that ain't going to help you when the pressure implodes. Look, I got a buddy. Shout out to my man. Damn, what's his nickname? But you know who you are. He works on submarines for a living. And he tells me, like, yo, he gets paid good money, but, you know, every other year he's got to go on a submarine for 6 months. And the Indian Ocean, because they're spying on China. He was like, the only way his mom and them know that he's safe is after 6 months if they report back when they come to the surface. For 6 months, they stay underneath the water, and the only way they know that they're getting back okay is when they start to surface. If something goes wrong down there, no one's going to know until they don't report 6 months later. Because he works on, like, a nuclear sub. So, like, when you get deep enough, no homo, that shit crazy, New York. Like, ain't nothing down there, yo. I could barely get satellite service. I could barely get cell service in West Virginia. Weezy, what you got?
So I'll say this. I'm not against any of those experiences like that. You know, I paid to do similar stuff and had, or not similar stuff like that, but you know what I mean. Like, you pay to do wild stuff and you live to tell about it. You know, you're driving down the street one time and, you know, randomly your car spins out. You know, like, you can't control this. You know, I think we're all working on borrowed time anyway. So, I wouldn't worry about, like, that portion of it in terms of, you know, oh, is it a 50-50 shot? Death is in the waiver. Death's in the waiver of almost every damn thing. But to what New York said, or somebody else, if you read up on it, that sub was the size of a minivan with five people in it. Now, I drive a minivan, or my, you know, I got the mini, I got a F-152, so don't fire me up, but. We have a minivan, right? And we got a family of five. So five people in a minivan. Like, we just drove down to Williamsburg, Virginia, Beach, down near Beachfront Guns, and that's a lot of people in the whip. You stop at McDonald's once. Now you got trash all over the place. I don't understand how you're doing that in a sub with no windows. You know, people just farting it up, and like, that's one hell of an experience. Like, I would have thought, I would have rather seen, you know, kind of a more established submarine, you know, like a decommissioned military submarine that now takes people down there. Okay, I could deal with that, but I'm not sure what this company was. And somebody said this was the first, their first voyage was that correct? Or I thought they did this all the time.
I didn't see that. I see.
No, it's been several successful expeditions down there. So.
Okay, yeah. So again, that's kind of like the thing. Like, yeah, if you got dough, you just sold the Charlotte Hornets and you got a bunch of dough, like, yeah, go to space. Why not? Go see the Titanic. I mean. Yeah, that stuff is crazy. Even skydiving's crazy, but I'd probably do that. It's just one of those things. Maybe you just got to wait until it's a little more established and, you know, there's some better tracking around it. I forget who said it, but you said, like, you did the research on it takes, like, a millisecond for it to implode like that at that feet. I get it, and that does help because, you know, like, thinking about people in there taking their last breath, that's got to be tough. You know, imploding in, you know, a millisecond, like, yeah, you might not notice it, but I guarantee you that captain knew something was wrong a couple hours before that went down. Like, he's got to be like, oh, that doesn't look normal. I mean, I don't think a sub would just implode like that, but, you know, who knows nowadays. But I feel like the captain should have known something and could have came back before they got so far down, and it's just, boom, everybody's gone right away. Especially if it wasn't slow burn, like, oh, we lost an engine, and now we're cruising. You know, we got to do this. It seems like he was just trucking down to the thing, and it just blew up. But,
I mean,
we'll never know.
They were only 2 miles underneath the ocean, right? That's not far.
It? That's not far at all.
So, in its weights that have to be released that gets them back up. So maybe the weights were taking them down. He knew something was wrong, but couldn't maybe pass out before.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to.
But I'll say this. I'll say two things. Thing. Know if it was worth it or not for them. Because they're dead. It could have been the greatest time ever, and then they just imploded. Or it could have been like, we haven't seen nothing yet. Oh, we'll get there in about five, boom, and then they're gone. But, hey, we'll never know if it was worth it or not. So I can't say if it's worth doing or not doing.
That extra money, what you get?
I don't know. You know, it's funny because I started just to look at certain things. And the most interesting thing I would say about this topic is, no, is that in 2001, ironically, an American couple, right, David Lebowitz and Kimberly Miller, actually got married. They took a sub down to the bow of the Titanic and got married on that bitch. Like, how much did they pay for that shit? Like, that's crazy. And so I guess I say all that to say is that in 2001, somebody took a vessel down there and got married on the bow. Why in 2023 we going down that bitch in a minivan? Like, we have progressed immensely since 2001. So I'm just confused how the millionaires can't afford the same sub that took two people down there to get fucking married 21 years later. Like, I don't understand that. Like, that's the part that's fucking me up. I just, because there's been several people, even as recent as 2019, and 2020, just in May, shit. Like, they took the whole digital scan of the shit. So, like, I don't know, like, how, like, where, who the fuck convinced your ass to pick that stuff? Like, you got all the funds in the world, and you pick that stuff? Like, when you got a history of subs that made it? I'm confused. Like, I'm just confused. Like, even in 2019, they made 5 successful dives. This team of explorers and scientists. Why don't you call them? Like, let me borrow your sub. I'll pay you. Like, I'm just confused. I don't know. It's like,
I'm hiring a Discovery Channel.
Like, you can pay somebody. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody.
You're a fucking millionaire, bro.
They had to make sure we got nobody died. But I'm with you. What you got? Blur, you out there? Or are you on mute?
Oh, no, I didn't know you called me. It's funny because I get it. I get why people would do this. Now, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not a swimmer. I don't really mess with water, large bodies of water like that to begin with. But I get the attraction and appeal to it. I do feel, however, not that this is new technology, and yeah, there has been a number of successful trips, but I think you get what you pay for, kind of like what DJ C. Siren was saying. I mean, to billionaires, like, this ain't that much. I don't think it's worth what you did pay for. Like, I don't, like, $250,000, I think is what it was, so a quarter of a mil for what? Like, it's not worth what you're getting out of it.
Was it $250,000 per person or just period?
I thought it was per person.
Okay.
I don't think you – it's not like you're not going down there and you're not getting married down there. You're just going down there. There's no windows. Like, you don't touch anything. Like, I don't get the appeal of this particular trip. That said, if I'm a billionaire – $250,000 is relatively nothing. I'm not getting in, and I understand, like, you know, maybe it looks better in person, or if you deal with startups or things just getting off the ground, maybe you're used to things not looking as professional, or I just feel like if I'm putting my life in that kind of situation, I'm going to want more than the PlayStation controller. Like, I'm going to need a little bit more for my buck. Like, I just need more. I mean, yeah. I understand it may have been tethered, and it's like, I need more reassurances. And I know nothing's ever going to be 100% safe. Like, again, SpaceX and Blue Origin, when they go into low orbit, I get it. Like, nothing's 100%, but I'm going to need more security than just, hey, we got, what's the thing Elon Musk got with the satellite that gives out Wi-Fi to people? Starlink. Oh, we got Starlink. Like, I ain't the smartest chip in the bag, but I don't think, I'm not believing that Starlink is going to work when we get to the depth of the Titanic. I'm just not going to believe that. So I need to know, like, something else. Like, we need backup plans for the backup plans if something goes wrong. And don't tell me it's Starlink. And don't tell me it's the PS5 controller, because my son joint be messing up, and he only be a couple feet away. So, nah, I just need more.
Yo,
I need more than what they were given.
They need the 2024 yeah. snacks. Like, why can't they buy the 2024 snacks? Like, I'm still – someone tell me why that's what they settled on, a PS5, when they had the resources to get the 2024 snacks. Why are they still eating Takis? You know what I'm saying? There's
yeah.
better shit than Takis now. Takis is 2022 and shit. Like, I don't get it.
And DJ C. Sire want to jump in, but I'm just laughing because Blur said he's not a swimmer. Is that cool for you just don't know how to swim?
That's
no, believe it or not, I swam, and like I could, I feel like if I go into a pool, I'm cool. I can survive in the deep, and I'll tread water, I'll swim. I can get across the pool, but if you put me in a body of water like an ocean, it's not going to be pretty. I need to be able to see, like, a destination that I know, like, I could get there. I could make it there. Like, is it an ocean or a lake?
Honestly, I'm the same.
It's not going to be pretty. But, I mean, to say I can't swim, be like, I could tread water and I can go a little short distance maybe. But, nah, man, Michael Phelps ain't looking at me and shaking in his boots. He ain't worried about me if we get in the pool.
When you start a sentence with, I feel like, it's never good. Go ahead, DJ Cyrus.
No, what Blair was saying about, that's something to think about. Like, yeah, I mean, you're so far in the ocean. Like, yeah, there's no way you reach the Titanic. It was just cameras, right?
I don't know.
Like, how do you see it? There's no windows. When I was in my submarine adventure for a fraction of the price, it had windows, and it was great.
You went on a submarine?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
Wait. Yeah, give her the mic. DJ T. Siren, please explain.
To 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Disney World.
Walt Disney World.
Oh, my God.
Get there anymore.
Are you serious? That's what you went? I thought she was serious. Like, I don't know about that. She called my fucking Disney World.
Can we boo DJ Siren?
Great. Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
Boo. Yeah, she had me. I was like, wait, hold on. She wasn't a fucking sub? Like, that's, I want to hear about this.
Rev, that's what I was talking about.
Rev, you been on 20,000 Leagues Underneath the Sea? Did you feel like you were in a real submarine?
I have not been on that ride. I have not. So, no. But I saw the Titanic thing in IMAX, and that was just fine. That's all I needed. So, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't understand the fascination and hope. Again, I put you on the spot because you jumped out of a plane. I don't understand the fascination of seeing something underwater decaying. Is that, like, the Titanic, like, we know what happened. Why do you
want to
go there?
I think just because it's deep down in the ocean.
But you can't see it.
But you know what, though? But all the shit that they have in technology, you probably get a better view by just watching that shit. Like, just turn on the fucking Discovery Channel. Like, I mean, they have this, they have tons of fucking shit to show you every fucking thing. I mean, I don't understand why you got to go down to your point, Beach, but, like, what the fuck is there to see? Like, you can see everything with all the technology. Yeah, with all the technology that they did. Like, that's what you want to see. Like, it shows you every fucking thing. Like, I don't get it. And then you go down there with a PS5 and shit. Like, I don't get it. Like, what the fuck, man?
Hey, we got to talk about this. Y'all got to stop firing up the controller like drones ain't flown with an Xbox. Yeah. Like, why y'all act like controllers hasn't been destroying Ukraine and Russia for the last year? That's all they use. Hell.
Yeah, you're right. And you're right. And they're precision, and they're accurate, and they ain't fucking being crushed at the fucking depth of the sea. That's the point.
Because
they're using
good shit.
We didn't
you ain't say
never heard of drone crash?
Would you say, Ho?
I said you ain't never heard of a drone crash? You think they're all 100%? They don't all hit the target. You don't know about it.
They're pretty damn accurate. I don't know.
If the pressure broke on the submarine, that ain't the controller's fault. That ain't the Xbox fault.
Yo, it is the Xbox, bro. It's the you was controlling it with the controller, but the Xbox failed you, though. Right? The Xbox failed you. Your ass wouldn't have imploded if it didn't fail. What I'm saying is, why the fuck do you got that anyway? You should have the fucking PS11 with your money. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be playing. Like, why you got the Sidekick on the sub, bro? Like, there's fucking better phones than that.
Yeah, the Sidekick was amazing.
You're a billionaire.
Shout out to you.
You should bring that shit back. If you're a billionaire, you should bring the Sidekick back. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the money and the capital to make that happen. You ain't going to go and try to take the one that you had back in Tower B and try to activate that bitch.
I don't know. I don't see a big problem with the controller. I see a big problem with, obviously, the vessel not being able to take the pressure. But, you know, that happens on planes, too.
So you don't see a problem with billionaires playing around with unsuccessful shit as opposed to just going to get the successful shit that already been there and saying, take me there with your successful stuff, not some, like, startup stuff.
Was it a startup, though?
I don't know, but it failed.
So when a plane crashes, is that a startup, too?
Nah.
Like, other things fail. Like, just because this failed doesn't make it any different than anything else that failed, right? Like, there's a bunch of people that would tell you not to get on a cruise ship because the Carnival has failed, right?
You're right.
Like,
you're right.
You
but what I'm saying, but
you
I'm getting on Carnival. Okay, I get what you're saying.
You don't know
what
I'm
saying is I'm getting on
thing.
Carnival,
you know
I'm getting on American and Delta. I'm getting on all that flights because they have a success rate, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, they have a success rate of successful flights. Yes, you do take a risk. I get what your point is. What I'm saying to you, if you're a billionaire, why wouldn't you not just ask the dude who just went there 3 years ago for his sub? If that's
how do you know
fails,
these dudes haven't been there, though? That's my question. Do you know that none of the guys that run this operation? I mean, these dudes spent $250,000 a person, and you don't think there was nobody that has been down there before?
Listen,
and these dudes were just trying to do it before
the dudes. I guess we gotta do that research.
That's what I'm saying. People be like, these billionaires could have done this. I'm like, they just went on the wrong trip.
A bunch
of people have done it, right? It's not like they were the first ones to ever try it. It's just theirs just made notoriety because they didn't make it.
I know.
And mainstream
you know
media
why they didn't
trying
make
to
it?
Push it a bit more than normal.
They ain't asked them dudes from 19 and be like, yo, take me there. That's what the fuck didn't happen. They took somebody who was like, yeah, I got it. Anyway, let's go. Move on.
Yes, sir.
Great
Are we
topic.
Done with the tight end?
Great topic.
Yeah,
great topic. Blair,
you got anything? New York, New York. Wheezy.
I will say this, and it's just we got to do better as a people. And maybe it's just my timeline and my algorithms, but we got to have more sympathy for our fellow man. Like, there was a possibility these people were still alive, man, and these jokes were flying. Like, the internet was letting these people and their family have it. And I understand, man, as a human race, we going to joke. But come on. Some of this stuff was just too soon. Just way too soon to be making jokes about this.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
because... Go ahead, Hove.
The Twitter was highly disrespectful. Like, highly disrespectful. I was like, yo, I don't even... People don't even care. But I think one of the dude's stepson is wild.
Like, hey, so, like, what was the top one? What was the top joke? Like, what was y'all best? What was y'all favorite?
What was y'all favorite?
The one that I was like, yeah. Yeah. Like,
nah, but before
we
pass,
doing better
like,
as a people, so we got to learn.
Hey, Beach Bum.
Yeah.
Hey, look up the stepson of one of the dudes that died on there. Like,
yeah, he was at the Blink 182 concert living his life.
Yeah, like posting videos and songs like while this was going on.
I mean,
he said it wasn't a celebration. He was out there trying to like get it off his mind. Like he said the tickets were given to him, and so you know he already had the tickets, and that's what his family would want it because that's his favorite band. And, you know, he said he's been sitting down just in a state of unknowing for so long, for days, so he just wanted to, you know, a little escapism. So I get that. But, man, the internet has no chill. None.
Yeah, like, what was the favorite one, Blood?
The threads. All the Little Mermaid threads, man, with, like, the way the... I saw one, and it was like the whale did it. The whale saw this little magic school bus coming down and was like, not again.
Yeah, that's That's loud.
Yeah, it's a shame, yo. Like, people die. Y'all got it.
Look. I saw one. It was like everybody in that submarine going to wake up and be with the rest of the people from the Titanic, yo. And they showed them just waking up on the Titanic and everybody looking at them as they come in, like the door opens from the movie. I'm like, oh, damn, that's fucked up, man. Like, they might still be alive. They might still be alive.
Yeah, From the time anybody on here heard the news, I thought from the minute I heard the news they have zero chance. Like, did anybody actually think they would get caught, rescued?
I thought they were dead.
No, I knew they were dead.
I thought they might have had another day.
No.
I can't afford
it. It's the ocean. It's not like those, you know, the miners who got trapped or the, you know, the Thai soccer team that got trapped. They were in one location, and it was just about how do we get to that location in time. That's a problem you can solve. You trying to search, you know, the ocean, you know, you may as well try and boil the ocean at that point. There's just too much going on.
Yeah,
I kind of had hope, man, when I saw, like, the news stations had, like, a ticker and a countdown. And I'm like, yo, we can't be doing this. I feel like, you know, somehow they say, like, the script for the NFL season come out and they tell everybody, like, what's going to happen. I'm like, all right, the news media, they know that they're going to find these people. It's going to be at the last minute, like, a flare going to go off or something. Like, the helicopter is going to see something or, like, sonar is going to pick something up. It's like, we're not going to have – like a ticker counting down to when these people run out of air on every station. Like, we're just not going to do that, right? Like, knowing that these people are suffocating, that's not what's going to happen. We can't be doing that. Like, that's not real. Like, this is real life. We're not going to do that, right?
It's new.
Yeah, we are.
And it keeps
that's
you
exactly
my
what
station.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a genius move.
Yeah, I meant
like,
to come back on something. Yeah.
Everybody wants to follow a ticker.
Doesn't the vessel have a window?
Does the vessel have a window?
Didn't it have a window in the front? Or what looked like might be the front?
I think it has one front window.
Okay, I was making sure. I was like, I thought it did when I looked at the picture, but I wasn't.
Yeah, I think it has one front window. But, yeah, I mean, people are tough, man. I really believe the internet has made death real insensitive. And I try not to delve into that because if you say, and I think people are only making fun of this because it's a billionaire and it's a submarine because, you know, when that plane disappeared from India, right? They still haven't found that. Like, wasn't anybody cracking jokes about that? You know, it was 100, 200 people on board. You know, and I think just when you say billionaire submarine, you're just like, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Why? Because when you're not at that level, you think, yo, you've amassed so much wealth. Why are you even putting yourself at that much risk? But when you're a billionaire, you've probably done so much that, you know, the risk is worth it. You probably accomplished and bought everything you can. You've paid for everything. You paid everything for everybody. You flew. You visited so many places. It's like, I mean, if I die in a submarine trying to go see the Titanic, then, you know, it's cool. Like, I've amassed $1 billion. If my kid wants to go to a Blink 182 concert, at least he's not strung out on heroin. You know what I mean? Like what can you really? I don't know. It was tough seeing the jokes, but I mean, the other part of me says I get it. I mean, we all cope with things in our own way. The internet is the internet. It's a crazy story. But like, we didn't crack jokes when the astronauts got blown up. Who's the teacher?
Yeah, but that was because that was a mission, though. That was a educational. That was what we do. This wasn't for like entertainment, and they got blown up, right? Like that's
you don't think
so different, right?
No.
Yeah, like we were still
what's
studying.
The
like we still were studying space.
There's
hey, no
point.
Hey, M-Extra. I just looked it up, and they said they've been doing dives since 2009 and have done over 200 dives.
Yeah.
Well,
they should have full change. They should have saw a G. Inspection was up.
but to your point, Beach Bomb, I think, you know, certain things you laugh at, certain things you don't. I think anytime you're right, when it involves somebody's rich doing shit for entertainment, not necessarily for any like scientific value or for research purposes or anything like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like where it's someone's job to do this or there's somebody working towards something to do it, right? You got the money piece and you're like, yo, you're just doing this shit for fun. Like, because you can and you got, you know, these extra, you know, funds that normal people don't have. So I guess that's what people do. They just use that, and they don't feel bad about it because it's like you could have been doing anything else, and you chose to do this shit, and you died because of it. Like, yeah, what do you do type of thing.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Anybody got left on the Titan? God bless them families, unless they were crazy. Go ahead. What'd you say? That's somebody said something.
No.
All right. So we're done with that. Who else we got? MX, anything specific you want to talk about? We only got about 15 minutes.
Nah.
New York, you got to stay quiet. New York.
Oh, yeah, nah, I'm actually on a road driving back home right now, but I'm good. I ain't got no zombies.
You headed up top or you headed back down south?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm just going back home. I just went out to dinner. Today's my mother's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday.
Oh, look, your my daughter shares your mom's birthday. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday to our niece. Yeah, there you go. Well, happy birthday, niece. Hov, you got anything you want to talk about?
Nah, I ain't got nothing off the top of my head.
Weezy? Because there's one topic I really want to get to before we get out of here, but...
Do your thing. It's your show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we've never talked about Trump's indictment. We haven't talked about the former president being indicted.
I was about to bring that up, a similar situation. So Trump getting indicted on the GOP side, and then on the Democratic side, you've got Hunter Biden, who's essentially, you know, taking a plea deal on the laptop situation, and he's got a plea down to a gun charge on the Democrat side. So, yeah, so both of those are crazy right now.
But, see, I don't understand how the Hunter Biden thing is crazy. He's not in politics. Trump was the president. Hunter Biden is a rich, white man's fucked up kid. We've seen that story thousands of times on drugs. One of them just died in the ocean.
Right.
who's using his father's presidential contacts to overseas deals and make money.
Everybody does.
But when your father is the president, you can't do stuff like that.
What do you mean? Come on, Weezy. Are you serious? You can't be serious.
I'm actually about to fire you. Come on, man. He's a crackhead.
You can do that?
Yo, do you understand?
You can do that, or are you just saying it happened?
Do you understand that as soon as Trump became the president, even before when he was just a nominee and Barack was just the lame duck, he had all his family top secret security clearances. He dropped his name off of the company, but would not take his name off of the ownership. He gave it to his kids with top secret clearances. He still had hotel deals in Russia and Saudi Arabia and fucking India, or not India, Pakistan. And he didn't take his name off of none of that bullshit. All he did was just transfer his ownership or whatever, his stock or stake and some kind of move to his son. And they kept all those deals in place. All those deals were in place.
Who are you talking about?
So,
are you talking about Biden?
I'm talking about Trump. No, I'm talking about Trump. So when you say Biden got his father's contacts and that doesn't happen, that shit happens all the fucking time. How do you think people raise up in politics? That shit happens all the fucking time. You don't think your Rolodex would be full of fucking same people? Like, I'm going to give you all my contacts. All y'all going to be winning. If I became president. Like, what do you mean? That shit happens all the fucking time.
I get it, but it's just not legal.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know about the legalities of it because I feel like that shit happened throughout the whole history. Back to your point, though, Gunn, that shit is crazy, though. This nigga's been – he's been indicted twice. Like, this is crazy. And he ready get indicted again. Like, this isn't the tip. The New York shit coming, too. Like, this is just the fucking – yo, and you know what else? Stormy Daniels got another case against him. Because of the fucking shit he settled, and then he went back and said the same, some dumb shit about her again. So now she's taking him back to court because he breached his contract or whatever the agreement was, the settlement. He's like, this motherfucker can't lose. He can't win with this shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, and with the documents that the man had at his property, he basically admitted to it. And the dude said, this is what he said to the judge. He says, oh, yeah, I'm just too busy to go through that stuff. He's like, I got all types of stuff mixed in those boxes. You know, really nice golf shirts, really nice pants, shoes. I wanted to go through and get all my stuff, but I just didn't have the time. I'm like, come on, dog. You're going to put shirts and shoes? Talk about that's why you wanted to get it? Ridiculous.
Fucking nuclear codes. The Batman had nuclear code. Like, what the fuck? What are you doing, bro? Like, this shit, you know how fast I would get fired from my job if I just, like, send a password across email?
No reason needed for that and extra money. We all could have pictured you getting fired without any example.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. The problem is that, yo, the dude had, like, he had files that belonged in the skiff, and he don't even, like, he didn't think, like, come on, bro. Like, that shit is, yeah. Like, people get fired for less. That's basically what I was telling you for. Like, you would get, if you just send a password in your email without it being encrypted, like, security is, like, the next email is from security. Like asking for what the hell you doing. Like,
let me ask you this. Does Trump deserve jail time for keeping documents in his bathroom?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Because
guess what? If you did it, you would be in jail, bro. You would already be in jail. Matter of fact. Like, you wouldn't.
I mean, I'm black.
Yeah.
Be in jail saying that I'm not going to give them to you, and I'm still going to have them in my house.
Exactly.
Stop messing with. And I'm supposed to have him when his ass knows he wasn't supposed to have him.
That's the best line Trump ever had. He said, yo, I can declassify it with my mind. Yo, when he said that, I became a fan, yo. I said, because...
You are a fan. Because
I know, I am a fan of Trump. I do like Trump. I got it. I'm one of those... It's one of those guilty pleasures. The kid is hilarious, yo. He's what I would be if I was president. Like, he is Nino Brown.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
No,
I didn't
yeah, he's
just the good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I always said I can't stand Trump because I know politics are corrupt, but I don't want it, like, thrown in my face. Like, he just throws the corruption right in your face. Like, at least make an attempt to go behind the scenes.
He
turned all that shit
on. Nobody know about it.
You just know it exists.
Hey, but get Blur in this conversation. Blur like this type of stuff. Blur, what you think?
I think, unfortunately, man, this is just where we're at in politics. Now, I think everybody's mom, parent, grandmom at some point has told you the cover-up is always worse than the action. And that's where Trump is at right now. And I feel like no one's told him that, or at least he's trying to deny that. Like, yeah, he had the documents, and that would have been fine. It's not illegal to have the documents. I think they said almost every single president leaves with some type of documents they shouldn't have. But they give it back. They don't lie about it. They don't try to cover up. And the cover-up always makes it worse. And that's where I think he's just being stubborn and being pig-headed and digging himself deeper into a ditch that I don't think he's going to go to jail for it, but I think he's just ruining any chances he had at a political future by keep digging further and further and digging in. It's like at some point you got to tap out, and he's probably past that line. Like, he can't tap out now. He's got to, you know what I mean? He's got to let the lie live. And go down swinging, but it's...
Man.
Who?
I said the Batman going to jail, man. He going to jail.
Yeah.
This is why I know because you don't never know, right? Everything happens, but this is why I think he's going to jail. Because have y'all heard what the fuck he's trying to get all the Republicans running for president to sign? like he's trying to get them to sign that they will pardon him. Like he's trying to get them to sign that they'll pardon him and that whoever wins, they'll give their undying support for. Like, who makes that fucking deal if he does? If he's that sure that he ain't going motherfucking jail?
See, I don't think anybody really wants him to go to jail, though. Like, he is still a former president, and I think he's not the worst president. I mean, he is. I don't think he was good for the country, but he's still a former president, and I don't think it's a good look for the country to have any former president behind bars. So I don't think he'll ever go to jail for that reason alone. Now they're going to destroy his reputation. And he's going to look bad. But I don't think he'll ever see the inside of a jail cell, seriously, no. And I think that's where the people are saying, like, the same thing when you cross the line with the whataboutism with Hunter Biden. Like, now, they're ultimately saying the thing with him is that, hey, not that he used his dad's name, but that he was doing business and having his dad do favors for him. Or, I mean, selling his dad's services, essentially. And I think it was Lindsey Graham or somebody was saying, like, hey, we're not getting anywhere with this because they did such a great job and they never used, you know, Joe Biden by name. It was always like there's apparently like all these mentions of the big guy. Who's the big guy? Are they talking about Shaq? Are they talking about Kareem? If you're Hunter Biden and you keep referring to the big guy, like they're trying to connect the dots, say, hey, they're talking about his dad. And he was trying to either knowingly or unknowingly to Joe Biden selling his dad's services to foreign governments, which, come on. Like, if that is the case, if that were true, then, lock him up. But sometimes you get away with the crime. They're assuming that happened, and they're trying to say, hey, look, he was talking to China about this, and then, look, you can just connect the dots. Look what his dad did when he was pushing legislation that would be favorable for China. Like, he said he took this amount of money and that he would pass it along to the big guy, and 2 weeks later, the big guy, or Joe Biden, did this. So there are some, I'll say far apart, but there are some dots that could be connected. But if you can't connect the dots, you can't connect the dots. You just got to let it go. And they're saying, hey, he got a sweetheart deal. And I don't think it's a sweetheart deal. Like, I mean, dude's on drugs. He has a history with drugs. And he had guns. But I don't think maybe they're saying, like, hey, if his name wasn't Biden, these charges would have never been brought, but also if his name wasn't Biden, he wouldn't have got this sweetheart deal. I don't know if that's true. I know a lot of people who have a history with drugs, and I know a lot of people who have a history with drugs who get caught with guns, and they don't always go to jail. So,
man, I know a lot of white people who get caught with the same drugs as black people and don't go to fucking jail. So what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, so is it, I mean,
let me jump in real quick.
Or just white privilege?
That's what I'm saying,
whether it's Trump kids or him, it's all privilege.
Yeah, no, I agree it is. But I'm going to switch it up a little bit on both of you. I agree exactly what you said, Blur. I do not think he's going to go to jail. And hell yeah, it is embarrassing to have all of our presidents like being impeached and going to jail. Like, I feel like Clinton should have been able to get some head. Trump, somebody just take them documents and shred them, you know, for Trump, whatever. But, you know, it's just embarrassing. You know, we got people asking for Obama for his birth certificate. Like, I think this country's crazy. But I'll say this. Trump won't go to jail. He'll run for nomination. He'll get the nomination. And then, from what I understand, Biden will most likely get the nomination for the Democrat. The last time those two went against each other, we were going to, you know, regardless of who won, we would be electing the oldest president in the history of the United States. 4 years later, we're going to be doing the same thing. Now, you know, there's been people who say stuff about, okay, we need to raise the voting limit or something like that. I feel like you shouldn't be able to be president after a certain age. And I feel like whatever that age is, Trump and Biden have both passed it. And I don't know, I feel like, what do we do with all these old heads running for president? Like, who are you going
to
vote for?
Get younger motherfuckers to serve in public office?
I support that, man. We got to put some term limits.
That's
man,
a, that's
like,
a whole nother stuff.
Did y'all see
what you
call it being rolled around like the Crypt Keeper just so she could go do a vote? Nah, we got to stop this. There's a big case for term limits, and I'm in support of it.
No, not term limits. I'm talking about age. Age.
No. Age, term limits, all that shit. It solves it all.
Hey.
But we can have, we can definitely have a show.
Hey.
But you bring up an interesting point, though.
Discuss it next week. I didn't think it would, I guess I should have known that with this group, it would raise a good conversation. We got to get Red, but I know she's good with this type of stuff. Topics, we got to get Doc Heather on next week so we can discuss this, because I think there's a lot of good topics that should bring up, and I think a lot to discuss. But we got to get the fuck up out of here. So it's been a good show. Great to hear y'all. Glad to hear Cole M. Extra Wheezy. Glad to have y'all back in the fold. Blur, as always. New York Circus, as always. DJ C. Siren, as always. So for last comment, M. Extra, what you got?
Man, fuck Clarence Thomas, yo. Like, if y'all read his descent, that bad man, yo, he needs to die. He needs to die, like, soon.
I think I'm a fan.
Stop it.
The podcast has made me a fan, but we got to discuss next week, so don't give it away too much. Yeah, I want to discuss it tonight, but we got too heavy with the Titan, but... Make sure you call in next week so we can discuss Clarence Thomas next week. I'm not sure. I think I'm a fan.
Whatever, yeah.
New York, my bad. Ho, what you got?
I'm just laughing. I feel like M. Extra Ray punching your mouth with that comment, yo.
Yeah, you know he real left wing, yo. I'm more of a centralist. We love M. Extra. I love his opinions. I love his passion. But we'll talk about him next week. You remind me a lot of Clarence Thomas. Is that an
yo, insult? What?
I like Clarence Thomas. My man, Ho.
Come on, B.
Call in next week. See, I don't think it's an insult. The man, we'll get into it next week. We'll get into it next week. I think we have to separate some things, but we'll talk about it next week. Ho, you got anything?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
All right, we'll talk about it next week. Y'all, you see my support for Clarence Thomas. Weezy, you got anything?
No, thanks for hosting the show and having me on. Good times. Thanks again.
Yeah, it was good seeing you last week, man. Well, I'll give you a call because I'll be in Maryland Saturday, so I look forward to seeing y'all. Blur, what you got?
Yo, telling somebody they remind you of Clarence Thomas is wild. Like, god damn, that's an insult. I don't care how you slice it. But,
Go ahead. Oh, Blur, my bad. Start over. My bad. I hit the mute button on you.
Yeah, man. So you're trying to silence the truth, man. I see how it is. But no, man, thanks for having me on, man. It's been a pleasure. Can't wait to discuss Clarence Thomas, Uncle Clarence, Uncle Ruckus with y'all next week, man. Love.
Hey, y'all doing Clarence wrong. New York, floor is yours, man.
I didn't say bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, New York. DJ,
I'll just double down.
Because I usually go to the women last out of respect. So you were sitting here, and I was going to be laughing about Clarence
first.
Thomas.
I'll double down on the fuck Clarence Thomas. And
damn.
That is nothing to say to your friends that you remind them of Clarence Thomas. That's ridiculous. Good night, everyone. Have a good weekend.
After Frederick Douglass. All right. Well, we get
Frederick Douglass.
New York. Go ahead, New York.
Look, I'm just keeping it short and sweet. Rest in peace to the people on the submarine. I mean, I guess they didn't find them or something would happen. Rest in peace to them. But definitely, if you plan on going on trips like that, just make sure, that you know what you're doing, and then that I wouldn't trust anything that's controlled by a joystick. So other than that, have a good night. Look forward to the conversation next week. Oh, Dad, I guess if everybody's saying fuck Clarence, then I got to say it too, right?
Fuck Clarence Thomas.